I wanted to engage you though. I wanted to, for you to give me your, to now that you've had the information, to spit out to me what your analysis of it is, what your impression is. Would anybody like?
Yeah, I have a question about, we don't have a lot of evidence to support this, but maybe this intuition about the connection between like the Minoan snake goddess holding up snakes and bare-breasted might have a connection.
Genius.
The Bronze Age, Minoan into Mycenaean Age. I was just there hanging out in caves in Crete and stuff like that.
Pythagorean, a true Pythagorean.
Going to Scotino where there's the old, there's an altar in the fourth level down in the cave, but it's been there since forever. The general feeling is that people probably took, shamans or priestesses took psychedelics here, and then that then led to Knossos, and then beyond. So, but we have the Dark Ages of Crete, so we can't read the Minoan language, but I'm wondering if you think maybe some of these traditions, this medicine was started there and then just passed on.
Okay.
Down the road a bit,
That was an excellent, excellent, excellent question, and I'm going to let the right person answer that. This is Dr. Carl Ruck from Boston University. He's a professor of classics. He worked with Albert Hofmann, the Swiss chemist who discovered LSD, or who created, if you will. I'll let him tell you. Who is the snake goddess?
I've been following Amon's work for a long time, and I've been checking all his sources. He's right on the mark. And I said, Amon, don't you realize that you have discovered the myth behind the snake goddess? He said, my God, yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, wow. I have a question.
Yes.
Why does she have a cat? I was just there last year.
Oh, yeah. Some think it was added later than it was in the original.
The cat is, of course, a feline, and the goddess is often attended by lions. And the cat is merely a domestic feline. And as a matter of fact, the myth about how the cat became domesticated is that when Alcmene was pregnant with Heracles, Hera didn't want this bastard son of Zeus to be born, and so she sent the goddess of childbirth to sit outside the birth chamber and keep her legs closed so that the baby couldn't come out, and the agony was tremendous for Alcmene. And so she had a servant who ran out and said, oh, the Lord be blessed. The lady has given birth to a son. And the birth goddess went, and she came out. And so the goddess turned her into a cat. And she became the domestic cat and could come in and out of the house whenever she wanted to. Yeah.
The connection to with birthing is important, because remember, I said at the beginning, you came in a little bit late, so you may not have heard this. I said in the beginning, you can't distinguish in antiquity between medicine and cult. You can't distinguish between medicine and mystery. They're performed simultaneously. So when you ask about, or when we, the answer that we hear is about midwifery, essentially. Do you hear it in the background? Do you hear what's actually going on? And the development of the, what we call midwives, that's bullshit. The Greek word for doctress is older than the Greek word for doctor. Iatrina is the original. So the word for, the female word for it was the first. It should be there, but it's not. Because we want to see them a specific way. And we totally dismiss their genius. Birthing, I studied the medicine. Roughly a third of women died in childbirth. A third. What do? You know what all the medical texts say? The medical texts say bleeding is the number one. If you can't control the bleeding, that's it. And most of the women are dying from bleeding. And they have prolapsed uterus, prolapsed anus, all sorts of things. And the midwives, so-called, are using the drugs in order to stop this process. Controlling bleeding is one of the major foundational principles of pharmacy. Controlling feminine bleeding. It's amazing. You see how the myth and the medicine, the history, they run in one single current.
About Medea and medicine, of course, medicine is derived from her name, but you may be unaware of the fact that in the mythical tradition, Medea performed the first blood transfusion.
There's a wonderful account of a battle that took place, and this particular soldier slash shaman, the text says his weapon was his hands, and he had small cutting implements, but he would cover his body in venom that would, he could plunge into the victim and cause paralysis. He came all the way during this war just to see Medea do the fire thing. The level of accomplishments it's indescribable. I wish I could bring her back to... Did I just say I wish I could bring back Lady Mystery? I did. And can I perform a trick? If I could bring back Lady Mystery, I would have to break the seals. The seals are the drugs. The seal is the stamp of the one who created it. Break the seals. They dissolve, by the way, they're pills. They dissolve. And you can put them in your anus, or you can put them in your mouth. But if you put them in your mouth, they won't have the same response as if you put them in your anus. So you have to put them in your anus. How do you do this? Dosing. They do dosing. They coat, even when they don't have the pills, they will coat stones, and insert them in the anus.
It sounds repulsive, but you have to understand they could not inject drugs. And we do the same thing now by injection, but they figured out that absorption through dermal tissue was the same thing as injection.
And sex is not distinguished, right?
Well, people
because
do that
the purpose of the
with
right.
Math all the time.
Right. Well, yeah. I just finished some pills that I got, you know, the hemp stores,
okay.
There's one in town. And so it was okay, but then I needed some today, so then he actually asked me to use a salve that he put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was about to leave, and he said, well, wait, I have to tell you where to put it. It's not.
Oh.
It's, he says, it has to go on the skin, on the wrists,
mm-hmm.
on the side here, on the side here, on the feet,
mm-hmm.
and it's absorbed.
It's an external application.
Mm-hmm.
I had read that they were beginning to look into a vaginal application. Cannabis has been used for a long time. Coincidentally, Medea's people. She had 12 Scythian assistants who were apparently skilled in all the knowledge of the drugs, and so would be her collectors. And so the cannabis is being used actively by the early people.
I told him not to frighten you, so he didn't, but maybe I can. He could have frightened you just a little bit. One of the drugs is derived from the sea snail, which produces the purple dye, and it is a source of DMT, which it has to be administered dermally. If it's ingested, it's destroyed, unless you have an MAOI. And so it is the color purple. And I said, if you can find me a purple asshole or a purple vagina, I think we've got it. And he said, Professor, here they are. Yes, there are sources of purple assholes and purple vaginas.
I call it the hunt for the purple
where
ass.
Where you came from?
What's that?
Was that a reference to Purple Rain? Wasn't that?
Well,
it's the purple rain of Saint Cyprian, who said it dribbled out his anus when he was performing nightly cult ritual in the cemeteries with the other pagans. And he laments this and says, oh God, how terrible it was that the venoms dripped out my anus and stained my pants. What's that?
That I used to do that.
Right, that he used to do it. He was repentant, right? He's, you know, he was letting people know all the bad things he did. But he was involved in the rite.
You know, Amit, I don't understand why anyone should be scared about this information, given what we take pharmacologically from CVS.
Right.
And
right.
any other
really?
Freaking pharmacy
right.
drug
right.
that you're worried about scaring us, you should be scared at CVS. If you're going to be scared anywhere.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know, I have to tell you that my experience of listening to you is kind of like very way out beyond all the things that I've experienced and read, and a lot of it now I've forgotten. But some things I have retained, and in my experience of LSD, and you speak about these particular type of chemicals and drugs, and you use the word enlightenment. Now, and I think, like, you know, that when one does go on a path, like whether taking the ayahuasca, or LSD, or whatever that's suitable for. one is always like in the question mark. What is this? What's going on here?
Right.
So, and obviously, and some of the motivation in that search of going into the mystery of one's existence, what is the mind? What is this amazing little plant? This little tiny plant called the ayahuasca, it can take you into a dimension that answers questions about who you are and what
right.
happened to your existence.
Right.
Now, you're talking about, in your experience, about the particular type of drugs that were these women or whatever were taking.
Yes.
What, is that the same purpose of what it is that they're searching for, the same mystery?
The purpose. You're going to like this. The purpose of the EOS mystery is to open a portal, an actual portal, a gateway, through which the extra-dimensional daimones, the demons, now don't think of our demon, but think of their demon, a power, a natural force, a natural force. Eros is a demon. Desire is a demon, right? These are extra-dimensional forces that you can manipulate via this pathway, the chemical pathway. So is there a similarity? I wouldn't call it a similarity, I'd call it an exactitude.
You call it what?
An exactitude.
Yeah.
It's precisely the same. Dr. Ruck wants to say something.
I could have told you that Medea is actually Athena. It's an epithet of Athena, and that Athena became the Lady Sophia, which is knowledge.
It's the same root as Medusa. Everybody's heard of the Medusae, right? What is the Medusa, and what is she? Well, she turns people to stone.
Medusa means
right?
queen. That's all it means.
She is drawing the arrows out of her quiver through her hair, which we know that they've lathered with this oil that contained the poison. Now the poison's totally ineffective if it doesn't get into your bloodstream. So pulling out the arrow, you put the poison on the arrow and then nobody will touch you because you have a neuroparalytic, you have a paralytic drug on your hand. But they're using the paralytic drugs to do exactly what you're saying. And here's the physics in their description. When you start reading the ancient physics, starts to have an effect. It's got radiation or something. It kind of warps your... It's all about the dark star.
Ancient warfare. What was biological warfare? What the arrows were always anointed with poison.
But my last question is, like, the enlightenment part of it.
Yes.
You know, there's many different courses have definitions of what that means.
Right.
an awakening has many different dimensions to it.
Sure.
So when you refer about what they were doing in order to understand what the enlightenment is,
right.
Well, my understanding eventually is that after all the experience that you have throughout your own evolution, eventually all that experience has to be dropped. Because, from what I've understood, is that no matter what experiences you have, it's all contained within your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be all dropped completely.
Okay, that's where you take a different pathway. Because the rite that I'm speaking about was a rite that was meant to darken a star. And you have all of these physics. There's a real separation between the reality of something being produced and what's going on in the mind of the priestess. It is an actual event that can be measured, they would say, by a space-time distortion. They're invoking Kronos, time. And when you invoke Kronos, all the other gods freeze. It's a very strange concept. I'm just repeating to you what I've read. All the other gods freeze. And they would call this following on the Roman side Saturnus. I'm arguing we get Satan from Saturnus, but because he's the dragon that provides the fire, right? And all that. But in antiquity, it was not just the function of the mind. It was actual manipulation of the universe around you. So when the priestess performed her rite, she brought fire into existence from nothing via the direction of forces which would enable her to do things that nobody else could do. So I think it's very, having said all that, I'm saying that because it's a very they're practical applications. People are dying. So the mind, this idea that it's all in your mind, if you're bleeding to death, you have to have the intervention, the wisdom, to be able to stop it.
No.
Practically. But that process, the one thing I should have said that I didn't, that I was trying to say to you, is that sexuality is a part of the equation. The orgy itself produces the orgasm. It produces that enlightenment, which is very, very concrete.
I don't know.
It would, if you were to take the person who's on LSD, give them a half a dozen other chemicals that induce psychosis, tie them up, force them to ejaculate. We have these ceremonies, by the way. Force them to ejaculate. That ejaculation in the midst of psychosis produces a concrete enlightenment.
Is that the mind? It's a big word. My last question is, you've said this information that you just shared with us right now, pretty explosive.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't even get my head around it.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to make any more of an effort to it, but I appreciate your spirit, about your passion. But how does this knowledge that you're speaking about come to apply to the everyday life of an ordinary person?
Okay. What's the purpose? The purpose of the poet is to preserve this. The purpose of the poet is to preserve this connection through the darkened star. The Wates, these priestesses on the Vatican Hill, that word for priestess is actually the word for poet, and it's how Virgil refers to poets. So what my appeal to you is, what my practical appeal to you is there's a whole world of things out there. There's a whole frontier of things that if we can start investigating it on our end, you know, we're soldiers, we'll fight this battle with our tools, with the scholarship. But in the community of poets, the intellectuals who drive society or who are driven by society, I would be remiss in my duty as a servant of the muse if I didn't tell you that The purpose is to stave off corruption.
Stave off corruption.
If your society, they said, becomes iron through greed, you will be destroyed. Mm. So my appeal to you as a society, as minds, is to engage with what's out there. It's significant. It's applicable. I lost my job at St. Mary's University for producing a play of Seneca's in which we waved an alabaster at the audience and said a line of the Furies, "Your greed stains your souls with the stench of ruin." Okay, can I just say one thing? Do we have 5 minutes that I can say one thing that will scare everyone?
Sure, wait.
Before you go there.
Okay, thanks, and then I'll stop. I'll shut up.
Before you go there with the scare, what I was really, the beginning of your talk, you talk about the power of the womb man. The woman has the power to process, and out of that processing, her milk is the medicine.
Yes.
So what is curious is the overthrow of the priestess, or the sky goddess.
Yeah.
So not an accident, we look up at the heavens, we describe it as the Milky Way.
Right. Because that's the breast that Heracles drank from.
Yeah, right.
It's
so,
Hera's breast.
So
milk
from her breast. In the male shaman,
yeah.
If he processes.
By the way, excuse me.
Yeah.
By the way, in the cult of Heracles, it was men only. The only woman, there's one woman allowed in the cult. Want to guess who that was? Medea. Because she taught the bastard.
I did tell the whole story about the cat and the birth of Heracles. That servant's name was Milkflower. And when the baby was born, she took the baby and gave it to Hera and told her to nurse it. And Heracles bit the nipple of Hera. And a drop of it fell to the ground and became the lily. Of course, the lily of the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary. And the rest of it went and became the galaxy. And the milk deified him, is how he became accepted into the family of the gods. So the milk was obviously some kind of medicine. It was a medicine for mortality. It was the key to immortality.
It is true that when you nurse a baby, that you're giving it antibodies.
Is there any connection between the pharmacology of the Eleusinian mysteries and then some of this medicine? Is there any overlap, or are they completely different concoctions?
Well, Persephone was abducted when she picked a flower in the family of the lilies. Lilies are interchangeable. There are various kinds of lilies. The one she picked was called the Narcissus, which is a pre-Greek word. It's the same root that you have in knossos, two S's that are not Indo-European. And so we don't know what it meant, but the Greeks thought the first part of it is the origin narcotic. And so these lilies are magical drug flowers. And the symbols never die, they undergo transformation. The goddess never dies, she ends up triumphant. As we were saying in discussion this afternoon, every Catholic knows that the true deity is the Virgin Mother. And she ends up, in fact, being married as the Queen of Heaven to her own son, resurrected as the Almighty Lord. But the real deity is the goddess. You can't put her down.
By the way, Jason, of course, being Medea's squeeze, who then turned betrayed her and ended up getting himself in trouble. Yason and Jesus are based on the same roots. It's the anointed one, getting the chrio, having the anointing. Well, let me scare. So you see the overlap? There's overlap. You look at the text, you're like,
can I scare him most? I mean,
yeah, go right. You scare him first, and I'll scare.
The mother married to her son. That's obscene. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's a lot of mythology.
Okay, we're finishing. Thank you for
the early Renaissance art of Jesus and Mary is not Mary, mother of Jesus, but Mary Magdalene.
Absolutely.
I think there's that. Yeah.
And who was Mary Magdalene? It would have been extremely unnatural for Jesus at the age of 33 not to have had a wife. And the marriage feast at Cana is an obscured account of his marriage to Mary Magdalene.
Is it time for me to scare?
Don't scare him too much.
We'll just have a finish. John Lettice, that author that I was telling you about before his pill I asked you to swallow, who said the priestesses on Vatican Hill said, these Etruscan prophetesses said, that myth is allegory. And you have to follow it as allegory. Don't think that it's stories. The gods do not behave as you are perceiving in the story. It's allegory. These same priestesses developed a prophetic method that John Lettice wrote about. And in this prophetic method, they would predict the future by the position of the stars and their interaction with the moon in particular, because the moon was associated with the cult, the 28 days, and the cycle of birth and production, creation. And anyway, to make a long story short and less dramatic, I'm sorry, there are predictions. And if you, let me just get to the chase. They said there was the end of the generation of iron that was characterized by its excessive greed would be marked with the rise of the king of gold. The king of gold would bring the fire and fury, who would have forcible sex with his daughter. I'm not kidding you. Forcible sex with his daughter would bring agents into the government. When I saw that, I thought, wow, that's okay. Far out there, right? That was a year and a half ago. This is before the election. And it was difficult. It was difficult to line up the prophecies because you have to look at where the moon is. They knew so much astronomy that it's difficult to follow it. But if you line it up where they said where the position was, this is what has to happen. And he'll come and he'll bring the fire and fury. And he'll bring agents into the powers that will divide them. And in the end, he will be exactly a reflection of this generation of iron that will be consumed by its own greed.
And that was, where is that coming from?
These
what
are,
translation?
These
what?
Are, John Lettice
John
is where
Lettice.
You'll find him. He's the source. You can check the Brontoscopic texts and the De Mensibus on the months, if you will.
And these are all in Greek that you're
they're
translating.
They're in Greek. There's
that,
no
that,
translation.
That's also no translation.
De Mensibus, I think the first book has been translated. Yeah. There's a Brontoscopic in, there's an Etruscan textbook, text about Etruria. And in the back, there's a translation of sections of this. And they translated the section about allegory beautifully. And the Brontoscopic texts are there.
We were talking about the book about Trump is called The Fire and the Fury. So is it the journalist who wrote that book knows what you're talking about too?
I don't think anybody knows what I'm talking about because this is the first time I've told anybody.
That's really close to